The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. Yes, it can seem rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, and it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of your inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. Here on the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Are you ready to step into your vibration of change? Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on 1150 AM KKNW in the Seattle area and on Transformation Talk Radio around the world. You may be listening live here, or you perhaps will be listening to one of the dozens of podcasts this ends up in, or on ChristineUpchurch.com. But wherever and whenever you're listening from, we are grateful you are here. And I am very grateful to the man behind all the technology, the multitasker, the technological magician. I think that's what we should call you, a technological wizard, Mr. Benny Mathers.
I've been called a lot of things. Wizard is definitely one of them, as per our last hour as well. Metaphysical master, I've heard that one.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know in that realm. But if you're involving the technology, yes, to create this and happen for you. And yeah. That's what I do.
My tech wizard.
And thank you.
Tech wizard. Thank you. TW, that's what you hear. No?
It doesn't ring very well. True. I mean, it's not bad. Yeah. But I think we can work on it. We can massage it a little bit better.
Yeah, we'll work on that. You know, it is Friday the 13th, full moon day, harvest moon.
Are you feeling it too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's going to address the elephant in the room?
I
Me
know.
Or you?
Well, it's funny because I think it may be the full moon.
I think so. I broke my phone yesterday, so that's a start.
Oh.
I know.
Well,
cracked screen and all.
My son and I got into a bit of an argument last night, and Ooh. He and I get along really well. And he was just like, he wanted to convince me of his political candidate. And I wanted to like say, oh, yeah, I really like that person. And I also like this person. And he had a lot of attachment. And it was.
As long as they're voting.
Yes. He's passionate. And I kept saying, I admire your passion.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try to shame me because I've got a different opinion.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the sort of thing where I'm thinking, that's very interesting. Why tonight? Well, okay, well, the debates were last night, the Democratic debates, you know, and we watched that. But there was just something about it, this extra energy. And it's like, okay, maybe there is
a little tense in the household.
Little tense in the household. But, you know, we went our separate ways and he played guitar and I finished up preparation for the show and all is good, you know.
And then we made a song together. Hey, could have happened. Could have happened.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think about how Friday the 13th brings up fear for some people. And some people think of it as lucky. But it's really about
or superstitious
this.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They think about it as something negative, potentially negative, unlucky. And there are a lot of negative omens out there, you know, that that are talked about a lot. Walking under a ladder, you know, seeing a black cat crossing your path or whatever. Although, you know, I've had many black cats crossing my path and I love them.
The ladder thing, the mirror thing, and
The mirror, yeah.
Those are the two that really kind of get me. The black cat, not so much. I'm like, there's so many cats all over.
Yeah.
But I see less often the mirror, the broken mirror, or the ladder.
Right. And I have broken a mirror before. And
and you're like, oh, man. And then you're like, wait a minute.
It
goes through your head a little bit.
I actually had a lot of good luck after that. You know,
it was sort of interesting. Over the shoulder, and that's supposed to be the one.
Yeah. So, you know, on this day that is considered to be a potentially, you know, superstitious and negative omen, I thought, let's talk about all the positive omens out there, the positive signs. Let's figure out, like, how to follow those wonderful positive breadcrumbs that are dropped all over the place for us to find our way through the forest we call life. And so that's what I was inspired to talk about today, and I've got some great stories to share. So anyway, I'm also going to invite people to share their stories of signs that they follow that really changed their lives.
So, Benny, can you offer the number, please?
Sure. If you'd like to join us, and you're welcome to remain anonymous if you're a little bit weirded out coming on the air, but I'll take care of it from my side of things. It's 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. 800-930-2819.
You know, it's funny. The signs can come in a variety of ways. It can be a song on the radio. It can be a feather right in front of you as you walk along. I mean, there's so many different signs. And I know that there are a lot of people who say, okay, if you see this, it means that. There are some great books out there on the significance of different animals. You know, if an eagle crosses your path, or if there's a crow that comes and perches right outside your window, or, you know, if you happen to see a coyote. And you can look those up. And I find those to be useful. However, I think that oftentimes our signs, those proverbial breadcrumbs, are very personal to us. It could be that there was a particular type of animal that your father always loved, and you'll see that animal and you'll sense that your father is around. And you won't find out that information by looking it up in a book. But anyway, there are all sorts of signs around. And I remember years ago when I first started to become aware of how I had this unseen support. If I just paid attention, I had support. And I was going through a really difficult time in my life, and I kept hearing that song. I don't know if the lyrics are "In the Arms of the Angels." In the arms of the angels.
Of course, you call me out like right. Yeah, you don't have to show like that. That's lucky for Benny.
No. You don't have to look it up right now.
I don't mind.
But I'm not sure if that's the title. But anyway, I would hear that song everywhere. I'd hear it on the radio. I would hear it in a store. In fact, I remember like walking into Nordstrom's one day, and all you know how they used to have piano players.
You say in the arms of the angel.
Yeah,
so like arms. Sarah McLachlan.
Yes, Sarah all McLachlan. Right. Yes.
See, that wasn't that hard.
Yes. thank goodness for Google.
Yeah, buddy.
But even like walking into Nordstrom's one day, all of a sudden the piano player began that song right as I walked past. So I knew that I was having this unseen ethereal support, even though I was going through a hard time. Like, and it did help, you know. And there sometimes the signs are really subtle like that. Other times they're far more obvious. For instance, decades ago when I was facing what I didn't know what it was. It was like I had this weird lesion on my hip. On my side, and I'd shown it to this dermatologist a few times, and she gave me medicine, and she kept giving me stronger medication, and it was this topical medication, and it was steroids, and finally it went away, and she said, well, you know, if it comes back, don't put any more of that ointment on it, you know, we'll biopsy it. Now, I wasn't the least bit worried about this, because, you know, if you've been into a dermatologist's office, or if you paid attention to information about melanoma, you know that the skin cancer that can kill you is the kind with the funky looking mole. You know, if it's asymmetric, if it's big, if it's a funny color. And this didn't look like that at all. It was just sort of a strange color of what seemed to be eczema to me. I was not the least bit worried. And I had this lesion for a couple of years, and it was this oval. And interestingly enough, day before I went in to get this lesion biopsied, it had turned from this oval into a big C. And there I am waiting for the doctor to come in to do this biopsy where they take a big hunk of skin out, you know. I was a little bit nervous, and I was just kidding around with the nurse. And I said, look, it's a C. Do you think it's going to spell out my name, Chris? Or do you think it's the big C? You know, ha, 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 ha. Like, I wasn't really worried, but I was just kind of making this joke. Okay. So, fast forward 2 weeks when I went in. By the time I went in to get this biopsy results and get the stitches out, not only did I have this big letter C, but next to it was this second lesion that was a circle, like a period. Like, my body was answering me. It's C, period, the big C. So it was this obvious sign based on what I had said, and my body was trying to tell me something. Okay, so as it turns out, This wasn't some sort of skin cancer. It was the early stages of lymphoma that appears on the skin. Lymphatic system cancer that appears on the skin. And eventually I had lots of lesions, and that's a whole other story of how I healed myself. But interestingly enough, in that two-week period when I was waiting to go get my stitches out, I had this dream. And in this dream, there was a doctor, and this doctor had a needle and was putting a needle right into the center of that lesion. And I woke up completely disturbed, like I was just so freaked out. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't like needles. I mean, is there anybody who likes needles, you know, beyond acupuncture needles? I don't know. But I'm generally not bothered by that. And yet, I was terrified when I woke up. I was really disturbed. I didn't really understand that. And I thought, you know, okay, maybe I'm a little afraid of getting the stitches out. I didn't understand what that fear was about. Okay, so when I found out from the doctor that it looked like this lymphoma, I decided to go to the research library at the local university. This is way before Google and the internet. You know, I think the internet existed, but it was really, really slow. And, you know, you couldn't just get on the internet and find out all sorts of information. So I was doing research in the library. And as I'm reading about this, all of a sudden, I find out how they determine the stage of this disease. They put a needle in the middle of a lesion and withdraw some cells, pull out some cells to see how far it spread, to see how advanced the cells are in terms of their proliferation. And so all of a sudden, I got this head-to-toe shiver, like, okay, my dream was telling me, indeed, I had this cancer. And I remember, like, stifling the sobs and running out of the library. And ultimately, it was a great journey for me because I learned about the power of the mind to affect the body. And I began to listen to the signs and ended up shifting my life in a variety of ways and healing myself. But it was one of those times when not only did my dream give me a sign, my body did too. And I found that rather fascinating. I've got lots more stories and some suggestions about how you can pay attention to the signs and discern whether it's really a sign or whether it's just some random thing. Stay tuned for more here on the Christine Upchurch Show in just a few moments.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. Some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality.
Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later. Some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories. Welcome back to the Kristen Neptrich Show on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, today I'm talking about those positive signs, the information that we have to be aware of and interpret and act upon. And there are all sorts of breadcrumbs, so to speak, that lead us through the forest of life. And before the break, I was talking about how sometimes we get those signs in dreams. Sometimes it can actually be something that appears physically. In the case of my C period, the big C, it showed up as a lesion, as a couple of lesions on my body. And basically, after I got the results of that, the C went away, and then I ultimately got lots of lesions. But anyway, it was my body speaking to me, or some ethereal support system speaking through my body. There are so many other things that are just like these weird coincidences that are actually signs. For instance, years ago, in the early morning of January 11th of 2011. Some friends and I, some colleagues and I, began to bring through this thing called the 111 activation. We named it after the date and the fact that 111 is often thought of as a gateway or opening. And this process that we brought through, this energetic, non-touch process, seemed to help people shift in big ways, kind of open up to more of who they are, to be more connected. But it was kind of interesting because, you know, we were out on Orcas Island, and this was in January, which is a rainy, cold time. And we actually had to stay an extra day because there was snow out there. And but afterwards, we're all thinking, huh, you know, this is really interesting. We're going to want to play around with this. We're going to want to try this on people before we actually make any kind of judgment about, is it beneficial? Does it do anything beyond the type of healing work that we were doing? So after we got back, started seeing 111 all over the place. The last person I dropped off, I went to the airport and then to the train station. Last person I dropped off, we pulled up to the train station, and right in front of us was a license plate with 111. I get a lot of numerical messages from license plates, and sometimes words that you know, are really surprising. And I began to see 111 all over the place. I don't know if it was just my awareness, but there was an interesting moment when I had come home from work one evening and I was tired, but I knew I needed to fix dinner for the kids, fix dinner for the family.
But I just wanted to sit down and put my feet up for a few minutes, which was not like me. It was kind of like I wanted to get all the stuff done and make sure the kids had their homework done and, you know, push, 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 you know. But all of a sudden I decided I'm just going to sit down for a few minutes. And I decided I was going to turn on the TV. So I turn on the TV and I'm like looking through all these programs and I don't see anything at all that I'm interested in. And then all of a sudden I heard this message in my head. See what's on channel 111. So I look at the guide, you know, I'm scrolling up from like 925 up, 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 up. And I get up to channel 111 and I couldn't believe what was on at that moment. The New Adventures of the Old Christine.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That's great.
Yes. And it's like,
that's great.
You know, talk about getting hit over the head with a message. I'm trying to figure out what is it about this 111? Is it new? Am I supposed to shift my professional life because of it? And there it was in black and white in the guide, The New Adventures of the Old Christine. And I knew that my life was going to change. So sometimes the messages are pretty obvious, but we have to pay attention. And at that moment, it was like, I paid attention to needing to sit for a little while. I paid attention to this inner voice of see what's on channel 111. And by the way, I think I saw like a little bit of that show several years earlier, but I never watched that show on a regular basis. I had no idea it was even on in reruns at that point. So it came as a surprise, but it was an interesting surprise. So, you know, sometimes it's just so obvious. But there are some other really strange ones. Like when we were out on Orcas developing the 111, there was something that came up about Osiris. And we had a question like, is Osiris somehow connected to this? It was some esoteric question, but the question was a sort of a yes-no answer. We wanted to get intuitive information about Osiris. Okay, so picture this. It's starting to snow a little bit, but we still go to the beach because, you know, it's fun and there's a little sea glass to, and, you know, it's just wanted to get out of the house. So we find a shoe on the beach. And you'll never believe what the brand was. Osiris. I mean, obvious stuff. You can't make this up.
You beat me to that one.
I mean, if you put this into like a movie, people wouldn't believe it. They'd say, that's so contrived.
Ooh, I need to think about who would play you. Oh. Or would you play yourself?
No, I do have a little acting experience.
We were talking about Meg Ryan earlier.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right, we're scratching her off the list.
Yeah, you let me know who you think should play me. About 5 years younger, yeah. But anyway, it's just kind of funny because if we weren't paying attention, there's just a shoe on the beach. But if we're really paying attention that there are breadcrumbs leading us along this trail, then say, oh, that's interesting. One single shoe on the beach probably got like washed overboard from some boat somewhere at some point. I can't imagine that somebody just was driving down the road and tossed their shoe to the beach. I can't imagine somebody arrived at the beach with, you know, shoes and then left the rocky beach without. But, you know, it's possible. But there was one shoe, and we looked at that shoe more carefully. So it's the sort of thing where, you know, it can be really, really obvious. There are so many other things where sometimes I've gotten messages that are really obvious from people who channel. When I used to teach Reconnective Healing internationally, I had the mother of a girl who was 11 years old who was incredibly psychic. She claims to see the dead. She sees angels, archangels. And she told her mother that the guides wanted to have a little conversation with me. And so she came in to give me messages directly. I've seen friends and colleagues have people approach them out of the blue and say, you know, I don't tell people this, I channel, but here I've got information for you. So sometimes it can be like almost direct, like there is a message for you and here it is. But oftentimes it's more subtle, like looking at the brand name on that single shoe that was on the beach. there are times when you know that you need to talk to somebody in particular. And sometimes that will lead to signs, lead to further connection, lead to some sort of transformation. And there was a time when I was down in California. I think this was back in late 2013. I was at a conference, and one of the presenters at this conference, was after we had done firewalking. She looked across this very crowded room in this bar and said, "You and I need to connect." And so we started to chat. So we're talking, and we realize we've got a lot in common. We were both going through transformational divorces after many years of being married. We were shifting our lives in a variety of ways. But interestingly enough, she found out that I have a place on Orcas Island. And she had always been drawn to Orcas Island. And so she wanted to hear more about it. She wanted to hear more about it. And so we chatted about it. And then ultimately she knew that she needed to come out for a visit. And she did very recently. And there were some interesting signs there. But I'm going to wait to share that story when we come back from the break. Benny, if somebody's got a story to share about where they got a sign and it helped change them in one way or another or led them to their you know, lifetime lover or, you know, something significant, how would they reach us?
Sure. You can join us here or call, and anonymous is fine as well. We can just do it on the side. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
Stay tuned for more here in just a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW in the Seattle area and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. You said that's the theme song to The New Adventures of the Old Christine?
Correct.
Yeah. And I don't even know what the show was about.
I wasn't really watching it either, so your guess is as good as mine. I guess
yeah,
I can look it up.
Yeah,
there,
so that you had to tell me that was a theme song. But anyway, yeah. I got the message anyway about it.
I just don't think it was. Yeah. It didn't last nearly as long as her other show she was on.
Oh, right.
Because Elaine, the character, it was from Seinfeld.
And then she's been on a show more recently.
Yeah.
Is it Veep?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know.
Eric's giving a thumbs up in there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks.
He watches a little more TV than I do.
Yeah. And she's great. But I didn't, even though it had my name in the title, I never watched it. But I did get the message from the universe about it. You know, it's funny. I've talked about this very special place on Orcas Island in the San Juan Islands, north of Seattle, that I've got, and that's where the 111 activation was born. And it's interesting because when my ex and I were looking for a place, a little, you know, a vacation home somewhere, I asked the universe for a specific sign. Now, I think sometimes it's helpful to ask for a particular sign, but more often than not, we should just be open to what the universe wants to bring to us. But I had asked for a sign. I said, if we find the right place, please show me a rabbit. I'm thinking a rabbit hopping through a yard. How tough is that, right? You know, there are rabbits all over the place. And we looked in Montana. We looked on Orcas. Never saw a rabbit. Never saw a rabbit. Never saw a rabbit. And we found this one place that wasn't exactly what we were after, but it had this really beautiful sacred land that it was on. And so it was like, okay, this is the place, you know, but I never saw my rabbit. Okay, so fast forward more than a year. I'm washing my hands in the bathroom, and I'm looking down at the sink. It's this royal blue and white sink. Okay, I just have to admit that the woman who built the house had very different tastes for me. It was this really ornate sink. It was pretty, but, you know, it's like I'm not into ornate detail like that. It's a royal blue toilet to go with the royal blue and white sink, and the royal blue and white faucets, and it looked kind of like flowery leaf stuff, you know, in the design. But as I'm washing my hands, looking down into the sink, I realize that this fancy dancy design has a whole lot of rabbits in it. Not one rabbit, not two, between the sink itself and the matching handles of the faucets, there were 40 rabbits. So it's like, okay, maybe I just missed the sign, and there it was, you know, hitting me over the head that, yes, I was meant to be there. And it is very sacred land. And for those of you who've never been to the San Juan Islands, it's gorgeous out there. Orcas Island is beautiful. But there is something really special about the land. Sometimes you can just feel when you're hiking or when you're sitting, in, you know, on a stump somewhere or sitting on a beach, that not only are we connected to nature, and nature can be beautiful, sometimes there's something very, very special about the land. And so, yes, I was drawn to the land, but I thought I missed the sign for more than a year about the rabbits. Oh, there was another time when I got a sign in a funny sort of way, and had I not followed through with it, I would have been in worse shape. This past Christmas, a few days before Christmas, I hurt my back. We lost power. You know, we have great big windstorms here, and I live out in the boonies where there are all these above-ground power lines and humongous trees. So we lose power.
Yeah, the old school trees.
Yes, exactly.
The cool-looking ones.
The 60 to 80-foot tall western red cedars and the hemlocks, and they're beautiful. And even though I've got underground power down my street, there's so many places where the power is coming down. And, you know, in my area, we've lost power for as long as 9 days because of big windstorms. Okay, so this is one of those times where the wind had caused a power outage, and I was going outside into the garage to set up the generator. I was going to pull it out of the garage. But you know how the garage door openers, the electric garage door openers, don't open if you don't have power, right?
Correct.
And a lot of them, you just sort of pull on this thing, and it releases it, and then you lift the door.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is this funky design where you have to, like, pull on it while lifting the garage door. Now, think of this. I'm 5 feet two, right? So my wingspan, so to speak, my arm
reach, smaller than mine.
Yeah, is not that small. So pulling this thing down from the ceiling while lifting the handle that's at the floor is not an easy task.
Yeah.
And as I was doing it, something got tweaked in my back, and I'm like, uh-oh, this isn't good. And so I had to call for some help in order to get the generator started. But I thought, you know, okay, my back will heal. Fast forward a couple of days, I was in such pain that if I bent over, say, to feed my cats, I had to go crawling on all four over to a chair to pull myself up. And it would take me, whether I was like pulling myself up from a kneeling position or standing up from a seated position, it would often take me like 3 or 4 minutes to get up. I was in such pain. Now, this is around Christmas time. And this, by the time I was in real pain, it was the weekend. And I thought, you know, Monday is Christmas Eve. Maybe, just maybe, the chiropractor is going to be there on Monday. So I called and got his voicemail, his office voicemail, and I thought they would say something about their holiday schedule, and they didn't. But in their voicemail message, they said, for a chiropractic emergency, call this number. So I thought, great, you know, I can call my wonderful, you know, doc or his assistant to see if there's any possibility of me getting to see him on Christmas Eve. So I call the number, and I get a woman's voicemail. And I'm thinking, my chiropractor's a man. It's certainly not the voicemail of his assistant, because it didn't sound like anything like her voice. Thinking, huh, this is strange. So I called my chiropractor number again, listened to that whole spiel, you know, and got the number again, and it's like, no, that's the number I called. So I tried calling again. And this time, there was a woman who answered at the other end. And I said, are you affiliated with, you know, Doc Myron? And she's like, what? No. And I said, she said, is this somebody in the Seattle area? I said, yes. She said, well, I lived in the Seattle area all my life, and that's why I've got that number. But I live in Atlanta. I've lived here for the last 3 years. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh. So there's not an emergency number for the chiropractor after all. And she said, so what's going on? And I began to tell her about it. And she said, you know what? Do you have a massage therapist? And I said, I don't have one at the moment. She said, my mother happens to be a really good massage therapist. In fact, she's worked on Seahawks players. She gets people referred from many different doctors. Would you like her telephone number? And I'm like, yes, please. So I called her, left a voicemail message, got a call from her not too long after, and she agreed to see me on Christmas Eve at like 12:30 in the afternoon, and she helped me immensely. And I found somebody who is helping me long term in ways like I have some results from having been in a car accident when I was 17, and you know, my pelvis is misshapen and it creates all sorts of havoc in my body, and she's really helping me. So sometimes a wrong number is just a wrong number, but sometimes a wrong number is a right number. And I had the wherewithal to just sort of talk to this woman, and I'm thinking, this is some stranger asking me what my problem is, and I could have just said, oh, sorry, wrong number, and hung up, but something told me that I should, you know, pay attention. And interestingly enough, apparently, she's somebody who is on her spiritual path, and she's very psychic herself, and it's really interesting that she and I connected and had this nice long conversation, and now I get to hear about her from her mother, who's my massage therapist. But it was one of these magical moments that was godsend, and it got me through Christmas. Otherwise, I probably would have just been like curled up somewhere all Christmas Day because I was in such pain. So I thought that was pretty great. Mm. And, you know, there are times when we get messages that are really direct. There was a time when I was helping teach a seminar of 350 people. We were teaching people how to facilitate healing. And I got a phone call. It was strange because, you know, how sometimes on cell phones it will say unknown caller. Well, I never answer those. I just don't because, generally speaking, they're spam. And when I'm working, even if I'm like outside of the seminar room, I don't answer the phone. But there it is towards the end of the first full day of the seminar, and I happen to be outside of the room, and my phone rings, and it says unknown caller. And I answer it. And there's a man at the other end, and he said, with a very strong accent, my name is Ganesh something or other, you know, I'm calling from Tibet. I got your number in my morning meditation. Do you do something relating to healing? I'm like, excuse me, what? And he repeated it again with a strong accent. And I said, well, yes, I do. And he said, it's very powerful, and I have messages for you. And I said, well, I don't have time right now. And ultimately, we did connect, you know, this man calling from Tibet of all places. And he told me some things about some of my physical issues, some of my energetic issues. And he told me some stuff about my future that has come true. So it's one of those times when sometimes the messages come to us. I've got some other stories. If there's a story that you'd like to share, give us a call. Benny, what's that number?
It'll be 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Stay tuned for more here on the Christine Epchurch Show. Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christian Epchurch Show. You know, we're talking about signs, and the signs are everywhere. It's funny because I think that when you start to pay attention and trust that there are some signs, without having attachment to the sign showing up, that you'll be amazed how much unseen support becomes seen. It's like you're following the breadcrumbs that have been dropped. It can be really transformative, and it can lead you to all sorts of interesting and amazing situations. You know, I think that when we decide we're going to be aware of the signs, that it can be helpful to sort of take an approach where we're just being playful about it. Like, okay, well, what signs does the universe want to show me today? And to be aware without looking around like, oh my goodness, you know, where is it? Where is it? Is it this? Is it that? But just sort of have this kind of peripheral vision, so to speak. Yes, peripheral vision, literally, but also kind of just this wide open perspective. I think of it sort of like I've talked about, you know, seeking and how the phrase seek and ye shall find was mistranslated, because it was supposed to be keep on seeking and ye shall find, as in seek all the time. So instead of seeking like after something very specific, the hunter, seeking more like a gatherer, you know, maybe we're going after something in particular, but we have this wide open kind of vision or allowing space for allowing other things to come onto our paths. So I think it's helpful to, you know, to just sort of be open to what is.
Actually, I'm going to stop you right there. We have a caller that just joined us. Oh. It's Christy calling in from Bend, Oregon. Hi, Christy. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Christy.
Hi. Actually, it's Concy.
Sorry about that. Thank you very much.
Concy. Yeah. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th to you, too.
I had just moved here from the Bay Area, and I met you at a dinner event in Bellevue years ago. It's probably been 13 years ago. And you're just the prettiest, cutest person.
Oh,
and
thank you.
So every so often, I check into your show. So I recently moved to Bend, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I was up there in the east side.
Right.
My question to you, because you're talking about signs, and I hope this isn't a repetitive question, is I always see the numbers 11:11 everywhere
uh-huh.
I go.
Right.
I never look at my watch.
Uh-huh.
Rarely look at the time. And when I do, it's always 11:11 or 6:11, which is my birthday.
Oh,
so
interesting.
The craziness of that, I thought it would stop eventually.
Uh-huh.
But it's been going on for years, like 8 years now.
And I get the numeric messages as well. I think that 11:11 is really, it's a big gateway. It has to do with being in alignment with our soul, being in alignment with spirit or, you know, the quantum field, however you want to perceive that. So it's actually a really good thing, and it's amusing, isn't it, when you start to see this over and over again?
Well, it after a while, it drives me crazy, and then I had a grandson born May 11th of 2011,
uh-huh.
and my birthday is in 11, and it's like, please, really, do we need to keep doing this?
Because
it just keeps happening. But I did hear that somewhere, I read that, transformation.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I'm just curious, what are your numbers? I'm just curious.
Oh, well, my numbers have varied over the years. I mean, I 333 was a significant part of Reconnect Healing and the Reconnection, which I did and taught for many years. Then there was the 111, and I saw 111 everywhere. I still see 111, 222, 333, sometimes 444. But these days I'm starting to see like the, you know, 1111, 2222, 3333. And I just sort of take it as support or just take it as validation that I'm paying attention, and so that, you know, it sometimes it feels really significant, other times it doesn't. When I see those numbers repeatedly, that's when I pay attention. So it can be different for different people. And for you, the fact that it's your birthday, you know, the 611, which, by the way, was my mother's birthday, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I bet she was a great gal. Yeah, I'm from Joe, Montana.
So I think that you should just interpret that as support. And, you know, I would personally be more amused than annoyed. And it's just the sort of thing where you've got all sorts of unseen support and it's making itself visible.
Right. Nice. Thank you. Well, thank you for taking the time to take my call.
You betcha. And thanks for sharing, you know, one of your signs. I think it's a very common one, particularly these days, to see those kinds of numbers.
I have a feeling of that. Yeah. I think because it's a transformation number, I think we're all in that on this planet. So
many of us are,
I think feng shui. Yeah, I'm a feng shui practitioner, so I'm all about the energy anyway in the space.
Right.
And so numbers and energy, I'm always fascinated by it.
Uh-huh.
And you've been doing this a long time. You have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being there, KKNW, and we'll talk to you another time.
Thanks so much for calling in. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes the messages make themselves really obvious. And I've got another story to share when, years ago, I had been in the same holistic center renting one office in a holistic center for 4 or 5 years. And I decided I wanted to get my own center. And one of the things that I found over the years is my office space where I did sessions would get highly charged. I mean, people would be like, I'd step out to go to the restroom or something, person be lying on the table. When I came back in, they would be in like this deep state, and they would have what we called registers, where like their eyes might be moving, their body might be moving. It's kind of like the universe was starting without me. And it was well known amongst me and my colleagues that office spaces could get charged. So when I created my own holistic practitioner center, I thought to myself, I wonder if my space is going to be as powerful as my other one, because, you know, it's brand new. And then within 2 weeks of opening my new center, something wild happened. I was working on a woman, and it was her third session, and she'd been trying to control the outcome, and she had this physical issue. I won't go into details about it because we're running out of time, but she was in a lot of pain. And so for her third session, I said, instead of trying to control the flow of breath, instead of trying to control your outcome, why don't you just see what gifts the universe has in store for you? So I'm doing her session. She's lying on the table with her eyes closed, and I keep hearing stuff about her occiput, you know, the occipital area, that base of the skull, you know, area. And she's on her back, so I'm like kind of working above that area, you know, several inches above. And we go through debriefing while she's still lying on the table. Interestingly enough, she had not only a physical healing, her pain went away. She had an emotional healing about something that had happened between her ex and her ex-best friend. And it was the sort of thing where she just kind of released it then. And I'm thinking, this is great. Look what gifts the universe had in store for her. And then this woman had very long hair, but it was like she'd pulled it up. You know, it was behind her head. When she sat up, beneath her, in her occipital area where she had been lying, beneath her occipital area, were little golden pellets. Strangely enough, some of them were a bit see-through. Some of them were pretty opaque. And it was one of those things where it's a long story. I won't go into it right now. But there have been two other people in the world who had those sorts of things, but much tinier, and a researcher got involved. They wanted to look into this. But there were 12 of them beneath her occiput. And then, speaking of Friday the 13th, there was a 13th separate from it on her neck. And so it was kind of the universe was saying to me, hey, by the way, this is still a powerful place, and amazing things will happen. And some other amazing things happened for that woman as well. But it was the sort of thing where sometimes there'll be little tiny clues, like the number we see repeatedly. Other times it will be like hitting us over the head with, okay, here's the answer to your question. Okay, I wanted to mention, if you're interested in learning more about what it is I offer, you want to read my blogs, please go to my website, christineupchurch.com. And by the way, my TEDx talk from last year is up on TED.com. Also on my website, you'll see a link to my recent interview with New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks for joining us here today. Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about my insights, upcoming events, and private sessions.